Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Bamidbar, new sefer. There is a recurring theme in Parashat Bamidbar, and as the English name of this book of the Torah goes, right? It's the book of numbers. Why? Because very clearly, Parashat Bamidbar and Sefer Bamidbar has to do with multiple countings of Am Yisrael. Rashi HaKadosh says, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Am Yisrael so many times in the Torah? And the answer to that is because a person counts what's valuable to him many times. And since Am Yisrael is so valuable to Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps counting us before the Magifot, after, you know, and Hashem wants to take inventory of Am Yisrael. Now, a recurring theme in Parashat Bamidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a bunch of times you see in the parasha, is that every time Moshe Rabbeinu to count Am Yisrael, he says, don't count the Levim, don't count them, don't count the Levim with Am Yisrael. Then it says later that they were counted alone. Moshe Rabbeinu made a separate counting of the Levim. How many Levim were there? Altogether, between Gerishon, Kehat, and Merari, 22,000, right? So now, how many of Am Yisrael were there? Am Yisrael were 603,550. And Bnei Levi were 22,000. Now, he says, the Sichot Musar asks a very interesting question. Why in the world did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to keep on reminding Moshe Rabbeinu, do not count the Levim with Am Yisrael, don't count them, don't count them, count them separately, which he did. Hare, first of all, there were many different, first of all, Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to count them separately. Once you command him to count them separately, he's not going to count them together with Am Yisrael. Number two, there was a fundamental difference between the countings of the rest of Am Yisrael and Bnei Levi. Am Yisrael proper were counted from what age? From 20 and up. The Levim were counted from what age? 30 days and up. So there was a totally different mechanism for the two countings. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to keep on mentioning explicitly, do not count them together?
Which wouldn't have the meaning be that they would count the Levim in the same manner when they're still Jews, so therefore they would be could have thought.
No, because Hashem said count them differently, and therefore Hashem says, and therefore why did Hashem have to keep them? Don't count them together. You told me count them separately. They have a different mechanism. We count them from 30 days, not from 20 years. It's a totally different zach. Which means this leads the Sichot Musar to a tremendous yesod. And he says that what's the reason Rashi HaKadosh brings down the Midrash, which says the reason why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu not to count Am Yisrael, not to count the Levim with Am Yisrael. The Rashi says, "Tzafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'atida la'amod gzera al kol ha'nimnin mibin ha'asim shana b'ma'ala she'yamutu b'midbar, amar al yu elu b'chlan." Hashem saw b'ruach HaKodesh that anybody who was counted, all those who were counted from 20 and up, would eventually be susceptible to the decree of dying in the Midbar by the Chet HaMeraglim, and he didn't want the Levim to be part of that. Which means that what? Even though, wait, think about it for a second. One second. The people who died in the Midbar were why? Was why? Because of the Chet HaMeraglim. Did Shevet Levi participate in the Chet HaMeraglim? No. They didn't even have a representative as one of the Meraglim. So what do we see from here? Apparently Rashi's teaching us that even though Shevet Levi didn't have a representative and didn't participate in the Chet HaMeraglim, just as a result of being counted with the rest of Am Yisrael, they would have died as well. The klal, when a person is part of a group, part of a congregation, part of a nation, you are with them through thick and thin. And he says, he brings it ayah, the Torah says, V'Yoshua bin Nun, V'Chalev ben Yefuneh, Chayu min ha'anashim ha'em ha'olochim latur et ha'aretz. It says that Yoshua and Kalev, they remained alive from those who went to spy the land. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh asks a very obvious question on this pasuk. He says, one second. We already said, Vayamutu ha'anashim motziyeh dibat ha'aretz ra'a b'magifa lifnei Hashem. We already said that the ones who spoke ill of Eretz Yisrael, the miraglim who spoke ill, died. Which means, by inference, what do we see from the pasuk? That those who did not speak ill of Eretz Yisrael didn't die. So that means Yoshua and Kalev didn't die. So why does the Torah have to say specifically that they lived among those who went to go spy the land? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. If not for the fact, you know what kept Yoshua and Kalev alive? If they would have still been with Am Yisrael, those people who were in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim, they would have died along with them, even though they weren't guilty. That's why, you know what saved Yoshua and Caleb? Forget about the fact that they didn't speak Lashon Hara, but they weren't with Am Yisrael at the time. They were busy spying the land. And since they weren't part of the Klal at that moment, that's what saved their lives. Says the Sichot Musar, there's a tremendous limud over here about the Koach HaKlal. There is, you know, many, many times we find ourselves, even when the Zohar Kadosh says, it's a very famous name, we find by the Isha Shunamit, who wasn't able to have children, she was a very nice hostess to Elisha Navi. She made him a room and she always took care of him every time he passed through town. And Elisha Navi told her, Hayesh ledaber lach ledaber lach el melech o el sar hatzava. The Zohar HaKadosh says that it was Rosh Hashanah, and Elisha Navi asked her, do you want me to intercede on your behalf before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him for children, whatever? And she answered, B'toch ammi anochi yoshavet. She says, no, I don't want to be separate from everybody else. I want to be judged together with everybody else. You know why? Because hen netov hen mutav, both for the good and the bad, let's say for good, even if a person's not zoche, why are Chazal so maflig? Why are Chazal so interested in a person always praying b'tzibur, always making sure that all of his tefillot would be b'tzibur? Because even if a person is not zoche, the halacha is that when a person prays b'tzibur, even if he's not ra'u, even if he's not worthy of his tefillot being answered, he's zoche to anything the tzibur is zoche in. That's the koach haklal. And it works the other way too. But the Torah is teaching us that the koach haklal is a very, very powerful thing. It goes both ways. But it's always good for a person to band together with the tzibur. That's why the Gemara teaches us, anytime a person has a tefillah, all of a person's tefillot, even personal tefillot, should always be spoken in what language? Bilshon Rabbim. Always in the plural. Not only for a person's self, because when a person prays among the tzibur, his tefillah is always more heard, his tefillah is always more readily accepted. It's a very, very big zach. Kol makom, especially now. That's a different story, but always look at the brachot and the amidah. We're praying for ourselves. Refa'enu Hashem, barechenu, v'chule v'chule. Everything's in the plural. You see, especially now, we're standing a few days before Kabbalat HaTorah. It says over there, v'yichan sham Yisrael keneged ha'ar, and the Rashi HaKadosh famously explains, ki'ish echad b'lev echad, Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that if they wouldn't have banded together as one, the Rashi says that they went away from Machloket, they stopped fighting, they got together. Without that, they would not have been able, they would have been 600,000 individuals, but 600,000 individuals would not have been able, they would not have been capable of accepting the Torah. The acceptance of the Torah was only through this thing of one unit comprised of 600,000 individuals, but it had to be one unit. That's the Koach HaKlal. Am Yisrael is not a bunch of individuals. When one part of the body hurts, that makes the entire body hurt, right? When one part of the body isn't functioning correctly, that knocks out the entire body. And that's what Am Yisrael is. Sef is Urai Yisrael. We're like one unit. We're, you know, we're a sheep that's strewn all over 70 nations, but we're all still part of the same body. So Mikon Makom, especially now, when there are Shem Yerachem Tzarot in Eretz Yisrael and other places, it's not a joke. There are, you know, there's serious casualties and damage and loss of life and injuries. Shem Yerachem Yatzil, a person should always have in mind, you know, not to rest on his laurels, not to think, oh, you know, in Chutz Laaretz, it's not so bad. We're okay over here. There's no rockets over here. It's a saying, rest on your laurels. Yeah. Meaning to be complacent. It's, you know, I feel pretty bad, you know, for the people in Eretz Yisrael. But, you know, over here we're okay, whatever. It doesn't work like that. You have to realize that mamash, it's as if a person himself is besakana, your brother, your sister, mamash, kulam besakana sham. So a person has to feel like we are in danger, imminent danger. And when that becomes the case, our tefillot have a way of emanating from the depths of our souls and coming out much more b'chavana, and those tefillot are much more readily accepted. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Chag Sameach, Tiskul Shem Rabot, Na'imot V'Tovot, and Be'ezat Hashem, we'll meet up again next week. Kol Tuv, V'Tzlach HaRav.